Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon making sure we sound amazing out here, and Dylan is holding it down back at the station. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Have you guys fueled up appropriately out here at Publix to be able to make your picks right now?
Lightly. I hate to be the guy that always feeds into the O-line stereotype, but when I'm at Publix, I just feel like it's gloves off. Like, it's just time to go.
They brought that Falcon sub out, so I'm going to go get a piece of that here in a minute. But when's too early to start digging into M&M's? Because I've got a few to...
I know. I have not cracked open.
I've got a few to get yeah, to here.
Those are on deck.
Yeah, candy corn as well. I have all the candy corn that exists at this Publix.
And you can have all of it that you want.
Yeah.
Just keep it at that end of the table.
Ain't nobody fighting you for that, all right?
If they're peanut M&Ms, it's never too early.
Oh.
They're straight milk chocolate.
Yep.
No, melt I think
they're
mouth,
original. They're OGs,
hand.
Yeah.
It's still early enough. Or not too early.
Dylan, can you fill us in on what the records are for these guys when it comes to their Man Up Monday picks?
It will be my pleasure, Allie. So, through, what are we, 12 weeks of the college season, 11 weeks through the NFL season, or going into week 11 of the NFL season. Mike, you went 2-2 last week. I did add in the Monday night games. Both of you got those wrong, by the way, so congratulations on that.
Thank you for adding that in there. I appreciate that.
I did add those to the overall record. So, Mike, you officially went 2-2 last week. You're at 24-17-1. Bo, you also went 2-2 last week. You're at 23-19 overall.
That seems wrong, but I'm going to take your word for it.
I don't know. I'm not
mathing this early. But
well, you have still someone. You still have one more somehow.
No. I fixed it. 24-17-1.
Okay.
Well, where did it go? Did he lose a win or a loss?
He had a win that was put in the wrong spot. So I gave him. It was a deserved win that he earned.
I'll take it.
I'm curious how much research really went into this.
Yeah, you know what? You should have just left it alone. Now I'm even madder. All right, let's get to our picks.
Okay, so let's get to your picks. Let's start with number 10, Texas, at number 5, Georgia. UGA is favored by 6.5. The over-under is 50.5.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the over on this. I had at 50.5. I think Georgia has been in some games that they've had to score points to win based on how they've went. Their defense has started games, I don't want to say bad, but just kind of a little bit out of sync. And this is a Texas team feeling themselves a little bit. They might ride in. If this game plays out like every other game other than Miss State has played out for Georgia, there'll be points scored. So I'll take the over at 50.5.
That's an interesting pick. I would have definitely thought that you would go with the under. These defenses have both played pretty well. Texas defense is probably their best unit. Might be one of the best units in the SEC when it's all said and done. I'm going to pick Georgia minus the points. And I really do feel like Georgia is rounding into form at the right time. And I know that take Mississippi State away, they just seem like a team that is primed with the good coaching they have to make a long playoff run, especially if they don't have to play in Atlanta. I just think they're playing at a high level. I think this game looks closer than it should be on paper when you break it down in the spread, but Texas has not looked very good even recently with the four-game win streak, so I'm taking Georgia minus the points. They won't steer me wrong.
Okay, let's move on to number 11, Oklahoma at number 4, Alabama. Alabama's favored by 6.5, over-under is 45.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go over in this one, and much like Bo was just talking about, I think that Ty Simpson can do enough through the air, the secondary. I think Oklahoma's front seven, very, very good, one of the best defensive units in the conference. And I think John Mateer is going to be able to do some things on this Bama defense. I think he moves around. I think he plays a style that historically Bama defenses don't vibe well with. So I'm going to take the over 45.5, and I think there's going to be a ton of points scored in this one.
We're flip-flopping here. I'm actually going to take OU getting the points.
Wow.
6.5 points is a good amount. Alabama's coming off one of their more stammering performances. Not really the team that I think that they are. I think they're better than that. That said, I think OU has got enough defense to hang around, and no matter where. Plus, it's a lot like Vanderbilt. Last year, Vanderbilt beats Alabama on the road. I mean, at home, and then they go on the road in Tuscaloosa, and they hang around for quite a while because they knew that they felt they can hang around with this team. I think OU knows that they can hang with this team. They think they're better probably than them. Defense is going to keep them in it, so I'll take the points.
All right.
Okay, we're moving on to the NFL. We've got Chiefs at Broncos. Kansas City is favored by 3.5. The over-under is 44.5.
If the NFL sets an over-under as low as 44.5, you can bet they know something and you take the under. And I am taking the under of 44.5 with this. I have no clue what they're doing on this one. To me, anything 45 points or under in an NFL game is crazy. Just based on, you know, you have to basically score 24. To me, 24 is a magic number in the NFL. And how many games are within one score anyway? So
yeah.
I'm going to take the under on this one. I don't know why, but that Broncos defense can get after the quarterback. I think they can get to Mahomes and maybe keep this game, even if they lose, keep this game under 45.
It's not so much the over-under. And mark this down because this is one of the few times we've actually agreed on a pick. I'm taking the under as well, 44.5. It's not so much the fact that the over-under is low. Like, I think that's kind of – 44.5 is kind of right there when it comes to the NFL. It's kind of average. But I think that when I look at it, I don't know why the Chiefs are favored by 3.5. And the way that Broncos defense can play, I think both these quarterbacks are going to struggle in this game. Give me the under 44.5 as well.
Okay, moving on to the Lions at Eagles. Philadelphia is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 46.5.
I feel kind of the same way about this one, but I'm actually going to go the other direction. I'm going to go the over on this one. I don't know why the Eagles are favored by 2.5. I can't figure out the NFL, but what I do know is that both these teams have explosive offenses when they want to. I think that both the offenses will get it done. I'll take over 46.5.
Yeah. I said 45. I had that magic number 45 earlier for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to sound – I didn't want people to, like, do a double take when I said, take the over at 46.5. Because that's what I was doing. I think you look at Philadelphia's defense last week holding Green Bay to 7 points. That's a little bit out of character. Dan Campbell's taking over play calling. So maybe they're filling themselves a little bit with the offense. I'll take the over as well.
All right. You ready for my rando pick of the week?
I forgot all about this.
This is one of my least favorite parts of the show. Go ahead.
We're going to make Bo go first because we know he has trigger fingers.
I don't like that. I was whatever.
All right. It's Tennessee Tech. Golden Eagles at Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky's favored by 4 points. Over-under is 52.5. Bo, what say you?
Well, Kentucky just went 138-7 over Florida. So I would like to say that you would the 4-point spread is nothing and take that. But it's odd to me considering, you know, this it's a down week. But I'll take the – you said 52?
52.5.
I'll take the over. I'll take over 52.5.
What's the spread? 4?
4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's something they know.
That is very fishy. Like, every part of my being says take Tennessee Tech in that just because of the spread, but I'm not going to make it any more difficult than it has to be. I'll take Kentucky and just trust the fact that they're playing at a higher level right now, although they're probably not. I'll probably regret everything I just said.
We'll see what happens with Man Up Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As a reminder, Mic'd Up and Fair Foul Friday brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Allie, take it away.
All right, fair or foul. This is one you guys have had a moment to ponder about. The Falcons defense will get at least five sacks on Sunday. And by the way, this get them a higher number than last year's record. We're at 29 right now. Last year, total was 31.
50 doesn't seem so laughable anymore now, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't, man. I'll go first. I'm going to say this is foul. I'll stop at 4. But that still gets them over their total this year. So I'll stick it. I'll say 4. Bryce Young should be a sitting duck, and their offensive line is a little bit dinged up. So we'll see what happens with that.
I'm going to say fair. This defensive line is playing in as far as getting after the quarterback as well as they've played all year, and probably in you could go back more than one hand counting how many years it's been since they've played this high of a level.
I agree.
So I'll go, because I think the defense has a little chip on their shoulder after this, what happened in Carolina, giving up 30 or 23, even though they really didn't play bad.
Yeah.
Fair or foul, if something sits in your house or office and it's been idle for over a year, it should be thrown away.
That's foul. That's absolutely foul, because you never know just when you're going to need something. Look, I had like 5 Omaha Steaks coolers sitting in my basement, and 2 weeks ago I had to clean out the fridge to defrost the freezer because of the noise it was making, and I used 5 of them.
Yeah.
So, and they had all been over a year old.
I would gladly pay the $10 it would have cost for me to just go buy 5 of those.
Yeah, but time is money, and you'd have to drive to the store to grab them, and now you're gas money.
So here's the problem. Well, and Allie, you don't know this. Every January I do a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
And last year, or 2 years ago, I'm sorry, my New Year's resolution was I'm going to turn around all the clothes hangers in my closet and face them the opposite direction.
Okay.
And if I get all the way to the next January and that hanger is still backwards, that means I haven't worn that piece of clothing in the last year. It means I'm giving it away. Exactly what I did. I got rid of like a third of my closet because of that. I'm 100% fair on this. If you haven't used it in a year, you need to get rid of it, especially if it's a hoverboard or some kind of petroleum fuel in some kind of box in a milk crate in your office. Not pointing any fingers at anybody, but I'm just saying.
All right, fair or foul. Given Michael Penix's quote that sparked a lot of attention the other day, the Falcons have gotten a lot of national press. Fair or foul, it's garnered more attention than Kirk Cousins' appearance at the Super Bowl last year. Or this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say foul, because it just feels like that Kirk Cousins thing just would not go away, and it kept growing legs. And because of the time of the year, at that point in time, I think that happened like on a Thursday of Super Bowl week.
Yeah. And so ping pong tournament.
There's really not anything to talk about on the Thursday of a Super Bowl week other than drama and other teams. The game is kind of what it is, and nothing's changing really about it. Media days are over, So, yeah, I'm going to say foul.
I'm with them. Foul. I think that there's so much hyper-focus on the NFL and everything happening not on the field during Super Bowl week. It's just, all these cuts always come out and all these background stories and all these guys that are around the Super Bowl town with their sponsors and doing all these appearances and things like that. The Kirk Cousins thing was so blown out of proportion, in my opinion, but I think that was a bigger deal than what we're talking about this week.
Fair or foul, when you win an award on national TV, and I'm referencing Shohei Ohtani here, you should kiss your wife before you kiss your dog.
Let's see, it's 7:54. My wife is probably on her way to work. You should absolutely kiss your wife first. I'm just throwing it out there. Not trying to build up any brownie points. I'm just saying your wife always comes before anything else in your life.
I agree with that sentiment, but what if she was too far away and the dog jumped in for the kiss first?
So. What if you were right now were holding your baby daughter and you won an award? Do you think you'd kiss your daughter first or your wife?
Well, I'd kiss my daughter on the top of the head, yeah.
You think you would first and foremost?
I don't know, man. I would probably be like.
And your wife's like, I'm responsible for that
thing. I'd probably throw my hands up. Melrose would fall because I wouldn't think about it.
Without me, that thing wouldn't even be here. You know what I mean?
I vibe with that. I don't think. There's no, look, there's no contest.
Fair or foul? And this is as a sandwich has just been placed right in front of Bo. Fair or foul? Mike has tried more items here at Publix this morning than Bo.
That's fair.
I don't know. You've got the sandwich now in front of you.
Yeah, he's got one too, though.
Have you tried the M&Ms yet?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that's fair then. I'm going to say if he hasn't dove into the M&Ms, I'd say it's fair. If he had already knocked out a few M&Ms, I would say that's probably foul. But, yeah, man, look, I'm working my way around the room. Don't judge me.
He already ate another one of those pretzels.
Don't judge me.
Whole one.
And I don't regret it at all. I might go back for two. Y'all don't even know what I'm capable of in this place.
Well, you keep going back, they might ask for your signature.
They might. They might ask me to leave, actually.
I'm pretty sure that's what the food is here for. We're supposed to be indulging.
I don't know, man. It's delicious.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Speaking of signatures, what is a cringe moment that lives in your head rent-free? Mike shared his story about thinking someone was asking for his autograph in this very public.
Do we have to relive this eight times? Like, I thought I said that in confidence earlier.
You said on confidence with only millions of your
that
friends
listening. That was a confession.
If you have a moment that lives rent-free in your head like that, we would love to hear it. And what are your questions for Mike and Bo on this matchup this weekend? The Falcons, the Panthers, what do we need to be concerned about? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next with the morning shift live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92. The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.